Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Remember how you felt the day after the Cubs won the World Series in 2016?
I do.
That's how I feel every single day we get to talk to Ron Coomer, which we are doing today because this is Coom's Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beers. Ron, how are you?
Doing good. Have you been having some flights?
Maybe.
Already this morning?
Maybe. I'm not at liberty to discuss because...
Yeah, we wouldn't admit that.
My bosses and the FCC are listening.
It's the feeling after the 16 World Series part that I'm a little worried about.
Oh, no. No, you're right, Ron. I don't feel the way I did after the Cubs won the World Series in 2016. I feel better than that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that feeling again. Yeah, if we could do that here in the end of October, that wouldn't be terrible.
That would be fantastic.
Well, Ron, and I may be even more giddy today than I am in most days because we're going to swing by your office a little bit later today.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. You guys coming to the ball game today, and then you may go to work. Melissa, I think it'd be very entertaining to have you call a baseball game.
May want to rethink that.
Oh, I would love that.
Uh-oh.
She'd be like, the ball hit the bat, and it's...
Yeah.
Where's he going?
It would be a true statement. That's all right.
Right?
Yeah.
That really tall guy just picked it up.
Yeah.
He threw it to a base.
Yeah, he made it to second base. Let me tell you about a couple of fellas who went to second base.
You perv.
give our audience a new perspective on baseball, and our boss probably
yeah.
our Mitch would be like, what are you doing, Coomer?
Right? Again. You might be shaking in your boots after
right.
that if somebody's stealing your job.
Ratings would be at an all-time high, for sure. Now, Ron, like, you know, we are kind of impeding on your turf at work today. Is there anything we need to know, any rules we need to live by?
I think the only rule that really, other than like, don't run on the field during the game, things
God,
like that,
it.
That really makes
okay.
it, you know, some of those things I wouldn't do. But other than that, at the end of the day, when you go to Wrigley Field, just have fun. It's so much fun to go there. The only thing I really miss, other than playing, when you're a broadcaster and you do all the games, you don't get to go to the game as a fan.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get to sit there and hang out and have, you know, your... kind of locked in on what you're doing, you know, for the broadcast, but that's okay. It's not a terrible seat where I'm at next to Pat every day. So it's pretty good, but you do miss, you know, when people come to the ball game and they get to have some fun and just really, you know, experience what Wrigley Field has to offer. You guys are going to find it today and you'll have a great time.
Yeah. I guess that negates my next follow-up question was, could you put in a good word with Craig Counsell for me, to play shortstop today? But,
yikes.
I guess, because I do, I have been told I kind of look like Dansby Swanson.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do that?
You can swap you guys out.
You know, look, I mean, it has always been my dream to play for the Cubs.
That part. Okay, well, that's, you know, millions of kids have that same dream.
I bet they do. Oh, my gosh. One of the rules that we need to follow is to not run out on the field. So my question is, has anybody ever run out on the field?
Oh, yes, for sure. Especially years ago when I don't know if you remember the streaking thing when we were all probably kids. It was probably more of the 70s. and they, you know, that was a thing, and they, yeah, they, that would happen. I don't want to say regularly, but it happened. And then there used to be, not naked, but there was a woman that used to have this shtick in professional sports. Her name was Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
Oh, yeah.
And she was very voluptuous, you might say. And she would run onto the field and kiss one of the athletes on the field during the game.
Oh.
Well, yes. And it would shut down the whole game, obviously. And it was very, it was, yeah. So the first few times she got arrested, then all of a sudden she had a shtick. And then they started promoting that she would do this in game. And so I was playing in the minor leagues. The Birmingham Barons brought her in to do this. I did not know this, but I was at home plate in the first inning, and the music starts, and I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like at a loss. I had no idea. I step out, call timeout. The umpire's smiling at me. I'm like, this is weird. The catcher has no idea. I look at him. He's got nothing. And I look over by her dugout, and here comes Morgana running out onto the field, and you can ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom in the crowds.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom.
Kisses me at home plate, and yeah, so that was one of the things that have happened. So yeah, that has been some of the things that have happened on a field before. Oh,
yeah, so you made it to first base without ever leaving home.
Yes, I did. Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, so no streaking lately out on the field. But now that we've talked about that, I always feel like there's always a chance that that puts that little seed in somebody's mind, and they may try to go streaking again and bring something back that was big and more like the 70s or 80s.
That is scary. That is true. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I would suggest you guys not do that tomorrow or
all
today.
Right.
That would be a suggestion. I would just suggest that.
But fine.
You're ruining all the fun.
You get to do what you want.
Okay. Fine, Ron. Fine.
Yeah.
But if we see Pat Hughes do it, we're joining in.
If you see Pat Hughes doing it, you go right ahead.
Yeah. Ron Coomer joins us every week as part of Coom's Corner, brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beers. Ron, I hope to enjoy a couple of flights with you after the game today. Maybe Murphy's, anywhere in the Wrigleyville area.
Me too.
I really like our chances of that. Yes, that would be great. I look forward to seeing you guys later today.
It's Melissa and Austin.
On US 89.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.